I'd like to touch on one important issue: Palestine. Let's be accurate about what it means. Palestine was the Greco-Roman name for a region along the Mediterranean Sea, which included Judea, Samaria, and areas which are today in Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria. But like Antarctica, the Amazons, or Sahara, naming a place doesn't create a nation of Antarcticans or Saharans. In the year 135 AC, the name of the region became the official name of one of the provinces of the Roman Empire, in a failed attempt to obliterate the connection between the Jewish people and Judea, the land they had inhabited since roughly the 13th century BC, almost 1500 years before. Only 500 years later, in the 7th century AC, migrant Arabs occupied areas of the region for the first time. But they never ever defined or created a state or country there. Think about it. Have you ever heard of a Palestinian ruler or of the Kingdom of Palestine? Can anyone honestly name one historical Palestinian figure from before the age of television? That's because, as a national entity, they never existed.
Does that make Jesus a Palestinian?
No. Jesus was not a Palestinian. He was a Judean Jew. And his Christian believers are having a pretty rough time practicing their religion in areas that were handed over to the Palestinian Authority. Just like in the entire Middle East, Christian numbers keep plummeting as a result of persecution.